Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think people don't necessarily feel like their communication is important sometimes. And I really try to let people know that, hey, we're listening. The only way that we can function is when we get input from the citizenry. And that's extremely important to me for folks to be engaged in the government. And, you know, that's just the case. When I get, you know, the mass emails we get that are generated by a computer, they don't weigh as much as a personal email with a name and address and a phone number and saying this is what we care about and this is what we'd like for you to consider.
You mentioned in that conversation with the voters group, you do get the occasional issue. I think you referenced the campus carry issue that just goes off the charts and probably from both sides. Those types of issues, I would think relatively rare. Every session seems to have its hot button issue. I don't know, maybe you do what it'll be this time around. But more often than not, it's the kind of mundane stuff and sometimes the local stuff that gets people's attention.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, campus carry was a big issue. I don't really... You know, we've said this before. I'm not really sure about what to predict. We never know what's going to happen in the legislative session. We have a new lieutenant governor. We have obviously the new governor-elect from Athens, about 33 new House members and a handful of new senators. So the committee chairs will be changed. I think we had overall somewhere in the double digits of committee chairs in the House and Senate that actually didn't come back for retiring and other reasons. And so with the whole shift in leadership, it's up in the air as to what issues are really going to be important this year.
One that I'm noticing, State Representative Spencer Frye, and this is not a knucklehead issue. I mean, it matters to people. People can decide what matters to them. But there's a lot of buzz about this thing about the school calendar. I don't know if you're hearing about this, but you got Senator Steve Gooch up there in Lumpkin County, had that study committee that looked at all those complaints that they're starting the school year too early. It's late July in some places, early August in a lot of places. Why, when we were going to school, it was Labor Day, and that's the way it ought to be. The other side of that coin is people like me wondering if this is something that really ought to be up to the legislature or if Clark County, Oconee County ought not set their own school calendars. Is this going to be a thing and where are you on it?
I have no idea whether it will be a thing. And I'm honestly, Tim, I'm a little disappointed in my Republican friends with their trying to mandate a school calendar that should be up to the locals. We have a local elected school board. And if the local citizens feel like the calendar needs to be changed, they need to talk to their elected officials on the school board to change the calendar. That's who makes those decisions. I really just don't know where this is coming from. And I'm disappointed in that type of effort spent on a policy like that.
The medical marijuana issue is, again, we're told, going to be a legislative issue in this session. What should happen? What do you think will happen?
Well, I have not seen a bill for that, but I have been told that there is a bill circulating that should be presented that will include the cultivation, processing, and distribution of the CBD oil, which would contain less than 5% THC, which is the active ingredient in marijuana. So I was told that is generated by the study committee. It was a joint House and Senate study committee chaired by Representative Micah Gravely and Matt Brass. And we will see what happens. I'm not sure what the appetite of the new leadership will be, whether Governor-elect Kemp is interested in dealing with that at all. But We'll know more coming up a week from Monday.
You know, it was a little jarring, State Rep Spencer Frye. I mean, it didn't shock me, but it was just interesting to see. We were on vacation last week, little place up in Southern Virginia, up in the mountains up there. And a little country store, wandered in to pick up a cup of coffee or something. Right there behind the counter is CDB oil for sale. Oil or pills or however they were selling the stuff. It was for sale right there at a convenience store in Virginia. I don't know where we are in terms of being some distance away from that. It's kind of confusing what we do have here in Georgia. I can apply for and receive the cannabis oil treatments, but we can't grow the marijuana from which to extract the oil. And even if the state legislature, even if you folks change that law, it would still be against the federal law.
Yeah, that's exactly right. One of the things that's interesting is there's CBD oil. I have seen it sold in Georgia, but it is made from hemp, which contains no THC. Now that is marketed for anxiety and relaxation. There's no FDA studies about it, but the oil that we have been discussing is the CBD oil that's created from the actual marijuana plant, which does contain THC, which seems to be helping folks feel better. The kids with the epilepsy attacks, they seem to be reducing those in great numbers, and hopefully the feds will deregulate it. I think that's going to be the important thing. If we reclassify it, then we can actually create some scientific studies and start making decisions based on science rather than just hearsay.
State Rep Spencer Fry with us here. Quickly back to that school calendar issue, because I get a note from a listener just now. He's listening in online, I think up in Franklin County someplace. I'll just read what he wrote. This is David. He says, from a lifelong Republican, three cheers to Representative Fry for pointing out that Republicans are attacking local control on that school issue. Listen, it's going to be you and a very distinct minority again, at least locally. I know that statewide Democrats did make some gains, but for a brief moment in time, you and the Democrats held sway in the local legislative delegation. The results of this past November changed that. Of course, a couple of Democrats losing to Republicans in House Districts 117 and 119. So you are now again the lone Democrat in the local legislative delegation. Does that at all change the way that you're going to approach this session?
That really wouldn't have a huge effect on anything this session. What we do in a local delegation, we've had a really good working relationship locally where we just try to focus on getting together and working on things. Where it comes into play is when there is legislation that affects just Athens. And we have that very rarely. You may remember a couple of years ago, I think 2 years ago maybe, we expanded the downtown, the boundary of the downtown district, which would allow another percent or another mill on the property taxes to go towards infrastructure in downtown and keeping that up and repairing it. So that was a piece of local legislation where we all five had to be on the same page, two senators and three House members. So usually that doesn't really affect the way that we will legislate in the General Assembly.
10 days away from the start of the new legislative session. I know an issue that's out there because it was in all of the legislative forums in the run-up to the election last year. There's an issue during last year's legislative session, the session before that, the session before that, and it'll be an issue in this upcoming session, the issue of Medicaid expansion, health care in general in Georgia. The challenge that I see is, as far as you folks in the legislature are concerned, is that you don't yet know what, if anything, is coming out of Washington.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And if you recall, during the 2016 elections, we had, during that session, we had the Georgia Chamber on board. It seemed like the entire government was on board with moving things forward and creating some sort of filling the gap in Medicaid and basically bringing the dollars back to Georgia that we're paying out right now. And I think it's like a 90% to 10% match. It would be a huge boon for the medical economy. And then when the president won the election, all bets were off. Everything got pulled off the table. And I don't know if you recall or not, we didn't even know how our GDOT funds were going to come from the feds and the Department of Transportation funds. We didn't know how any money was going to come from the Fed. And so it kind of threw that for a loop. But we're going to be working on that. I think it's a huge issue. I think it, if you look at the polls statewide, healthcare is a massive issue. I think people are tired of the insurance companies messing around with people's lives, and insurance companies have a huge issue on their hands with trying to serve their investors rather than serving their customers. And we saw that locally when Blue Cross Blue Shield couldn't arrange a business deal with Piedmont, and then anybody who had Blue Cross Blue Shield all of a sudden couldn't go to their doctors. And that's not the type of care we want for our citizens in the state. And hopefully we're going to be able to start addressing that and those issues in the upcoming session.
I keep asking the question, and I'll pose it to you here, Representative Spencer Fry. Why can't we treat health insurance the way we treat automobile insurance, the way we treat homeowners insurance, get the government out of it to the fullest extent possible, let the free market do its thing? I have any number of choices. I wouldn't have been in a panic if I had any number of options the way I do on my car or my house. One company decides it doesn't want to play ball, I'll just go to the next one. I don't really have that option with health care, and it's in large part because of government intervention and not because of a lack of it.
Well, I mean, if we talk about deregulating the insurance industry, we can point to when Georgia deregulated the automobile insurance industry, and now Georgia has one of the highest rates in the nation for automobile insurance. So you think you got a good deal on your automobile insurance, buy it in another state, and you're going to see a good deal on that. And that was the result of the deregulation. Look, copays are getting higher. The extra bills you get from hospitals and doctors and specialists are getting higher. Your insurance rates are getting higher yearly. And, you know, where's the money going? You look at the headquarters of all these massive insurance companies, man. You're looking at Taj Mahal after Taj Mahal after Taj Mahal, and these investors are getting wealthier and wealthier just on your own health care. I mean, it is sucking money out of our economy, and we've got to figure out a better way to do it, and we've got to do it soon.
But is Medicaid the better way? Doctors, more and more of them, not taking Medicaid payment.
I think what's a good thing to look at could be getting rid of the health insurance industry in the state and look at single payer for the state, where doctors would get paid on every patient. People would have more money in their pockets. It would just be a much better system to look at. I don't believe that we need to trust a capitalistic free market system with our health care, because then we're going to turn into a boutique type of life where only the wealthy get better health care.
Well, that's going to be the case with our critics will say that's the case with single payer. You can look at single payer countries and see that, where the people who can afford it get their medical attention some other way, in some other country, in some case, in this country, in a lot of cases.
Well, and usually that's for some sort of specialist treatment. And, you know, you've heard me say it before, Tim, we do not have a health care problem in this country. We have the best health care system on the planet. We have an insurance problem. And until the insurance companies start paying attention to their customers rather than their investors, we're going to still be talking about this.
Another issue, Spencer Fry, State Rep Spencer Fry, legislative session now 10 days away. Another one of those issues that anything you people in Atlanta might do is going to be contingent largely on what those people in Washington decide to do. The issue of immigration, border control, what to do with any number of issues related to immigration here in Georgia, who pays what by way of tuition, who goes to what school, any number of issues that deal with the question of immigration in Georgia. What, if anything, do you expect the legislature to try to do this year?
I have not heard anything regarding immigration. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen, doesn't mean things aren't going to pop up. But in the circles that I've been running in with both Republicans and Democrats, I have not heard anything. The only thing we've really heard was the governor-elect saying that he's going to figure out something about get tougher on immigration, but I'm not really sure how much tougher we can get in Georgia. Several years ago, we passed a number of bills which we saw an outflow of immigrants from the state, and I think it hurt the agricultural industry, and you know, it's just not the best idea as a state. How do you regulate it? We build a wall around Georgia? I don't think that's a good idea. And, you know, I think it's a federal issue, and hopefully those guys can figure it out and we can get something moving.
State Rep. Spencer Fry with us. You mentioned Republican Governor-elect Brian Kemp from right here in Athens. Also says, does Brian Kemp, he wants to put pen to paper on the toughest abortion bill in the country. He wants Georgia to have the most restrictive abortion laws in the country. What, if anything, do you see happening on that front?
Well, I mean, that's another federal issue. We've tried that in the past. It got held up in the courts. And, you know, I just firmly believe that it's up to the women who are carrying the child, and they get to choose what they need to do with it. And there's certain restrictions that we have federally, and I think we need to stick with that.
Of course, we do have some restrictions here in the state, authored by Doug McKillop when he was in the legislature, dealing with when an abortion can take place. So there are things legislatures, state legislatures, can do. I gather, not suggesting that they should be done.
Right, right. Well, you know, I think that was, what was that called, Tim? The fetal pain bill?
Something along those lines, yeah.
20-week or something 20-week. I think that got held up in court, and I do not know the outcome of that. But there are things like that. I mean, you can close all the clinics. You can do, there's just a number of things you can do, but it just causes more problems down the line. And it's an issue where I feel like that the women should have the right to choose.
Spencer Fry, you mentioned pre-filing bills. Have you done any of that yourself? Anything that you anticipate filing when the session starts?
I'm going to look at some single payer legislation. I'm going to work on some red flag laws, which are basically the idea that if a person is convicted of domestic violence, that they will lose their right to carry a firearm. There are certain things that we need to do to protect our vulnerable citizens, and those are pieces of legislation that I'm going to work on.
And which session? I've lost track. Which session will this be for you?
This will be the start of my fourth session.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.